Thank you for calling Therapy Well. This is Darcy speaking.
Oh, good morning. My name's Janine O'Brien. I was wondering if I could please make an appointment to see Emily.
Emily, do you currently see Emily, or would this be your first time?
It's my first time. I'm actually a patient of Andrea Henderson's, and she has recommended me book in with her, so it's my first time.
Yeah, okay, not a problem. I can place you on Emily's waitlist. At the moment, she does have a waitlist to see new clients, which we expect would be around early next year, that she would next have some availability to do an intake.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, she's fully booked for the end of the year at the moment.
Okay. Well, can I please go on the wait list? Because it is quite important that I see her. So, so if I go on the wait list, at least that's a start.
Yeah, absolutely. And sorry, you said that you had been referred from Dr. Andrea Henderson. A care plan to be sent through for you?
Oh, no, she hasn't, but I can get one from her.
It's not necessary. I was just going to have a look for it if you had. It just helps you obtain Medicare rebates for any appointments that you're seeing Emily for, if you did. Yeah.
Should I organise that before I get in to see Emily? Would that be the best thing to do?
Yeah, like if you were, if you would like to claim rebates for your appointments, you can get up to 10 per calendar year. So there would be 10 next year that you can use for appointments with her. And for us to be able to claim it, we just need the referral to be prior to your first appointment. So,
That sounds good. What I'll do, I've just literally seen Andrea now. I'll just quickly walk back to the clinic and tell the girls, if she can organise that, that might be the best thing to do, hey?
Yeah, I mean, if you've just seen her, she may potentially be sending something through today anyway. But if you're unsure and just wanted to double check with them if that's what she is sending,
I'll do that. No, look, that's fantastic. She said that Emily would be so good, like would suit me down to the ground. So I think I'd rather wait on her wait list and see her if that's okay. So you just let me know then if something comes up?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pop you on there. And sorry, you said that your name was, did you say Janine O'Brien?
Janine, yeah. So Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, and O'Brien. O apostrophe B-R-I-E-N.
And what would be your best contact email address for me to pop down?
It's Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E, dot Natiki, N-A-T-I-K-I, at gmail.com.
Beautiful. And the number you're calling me from now, is that the best to pop down as your contact?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I will get you added to Emily's waitlist, and then we'll get in contact with you when appointments are available with her. But yeah, as I said, I do expect it may be potentially early next year that she has.
Okay. Does she ever have cancellations, or is it more So I guess, is there a lot of people on the waitlist?
There are. So it would be the wait list to have an intake with her. She does have cancellations, but currently they're four clients she's currently seeing.
Yes, I understand that. Understand that. All right. So, if you can do that, that would be really good.
Absolutely, not a problem. And look, if anything does come up a little bit sooner and we can get you in for an intake, we'll definitely let you know.
Thank you. Well, stay positive. Thank you.
That's okay. If you had any questions that sort of come up between now and next year, obviously more than welcome to give us a call back, but we'll be in contact hopefully soon.
All right, I'll stay really positive. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Ta-da.